days of Elijah, declaring the word of the Lord.
Welcome to Love's Last Call with Evangelist Carol Ann of Agape Light Ministries. Please open your hearts to hear an anointed message that will encourage and empower you to walk in the love and light of God's Word.
Beloved, although I have said it many times before, the truth still remains that it is becoming more apparent with each new day that we are living in the final prophetic moments on God's last day's timetable. A divinely orchestrated schedule that was set by him and put in place before the earth was formed. Before Lucifer's heart was corrupted with pride, the Lord saw his rebellion and mutinous plans. Before the first man and woman were created, the Lord saw their disobedience and their fall. For the Lord God Almighty is all-knowing and perfect in all his ways. In Isaiah 46:9-10, it is written of him, "Remember the former things, those of long ago. I am God, and there is no other. I am God, and there is none like me. I make known the end from the beginning, from ancient times what is still to come." Everything that Elohim has purposed in salvation's plan of eternal life, for those who would believe in him and become born again of his Spirit, is coming to pass right on schedule. And he is raising up his watchman on the wall to sound the alarm that the time is at hand, for his chosen people to be stationed and ready. For he is preparing his bride to meet him in the air before the 7-year tribulation period commences upon an unbelieving world. And while all of this is sobering, it is joyous as well, for it brings with it the soon realization of our blessed hope and the fullness of our redemption in Jesus Christ, our Savior. And with this hope, so near to its reality, we should be all the more diligent to contend for the true faith which was once for all delivered to the saints, and to share this hope of salvation's promise with the lost, while there is still time to do so. The Holy Spirit is taking us from the elementary milk of his word to the meat of his prophetic word of truth, which is being fulfilled before our very eyes. He is growing us up into the full stature of maturity in Christ Jesus our Lord. Yes, we are his precious lambs, and truly he is the benevolent provider of all our needs. But in these last prophetic moments, he is ministering to us as his army. Therefore, it is not a matter of what Jesus can do for us, for as we seek first his kingdom and his righteousness, all other things that we need are provided to us as well. Our names are written in heaven in the precious and shed blood of our Savior and recorded in the Lamb's Book of Life. And our eternal life destiny is already settled and recorded there. Everything else is temporal and a mere shadow of the greater and eternal things that are yet to be revealed. The real question then is, how can we, with the Holy Spirit's equipping power, serve our King all the more, especially as the days grow darker and time grows shorter? As Noah preached faithfully while the ark was being prepared to save God's chosen ones from the flood of his righteous wrath, his last days, Noah's, are being called forth once again, as the ark of salvation's promise in Jesus Christ the Savior is being ready to depart in the rapture of his true church, before his final judgment of fire brings his holy wrath upon an unbelieving world, as the end of the age approaches and eternity commences. And like the days of Noah, many will refuse to hearken to this cry as they revel in their debaucherous ways. Only the few who have ears to hear will hear, and those who have been called to be chosen will come. And then the ark of salvation's eternal life promise will depart. In John 10:27-28, Lord Jesus grants us this eternal life confirmation. My sheep hear my voice, and I know them, and they follow me. And I give unto them eternal life, and they shall never perish, neither shall any man pluck them out of my hand. And with that promise of encouragement in the midst of these turbulent times, we will follow the Holy Spirit's leading as He offers us evidence of the reality that the time truly is at hand, with the global empire of the Antichrist already in place for His worldwide control in fulfillment of Revelation 13. But most importantly, that Lord Jesus, the true and only Christ and Savior of the world, is coming soon. One of the most striking evidences that we are in the last days is found in chapter 24 of the book of Matthew, where Jesus gives the parable of the fig tree, representing Israel's rebirth, which took place on May 14, 1948. Jesus said that the generation that would be alive when this prophetic reality took place would not pass away before all things would be fulfilled. Beloved, we are that generation. We are the first and only generation that lives in a time when technology is in place and making it possible for the global empire of the Antichrist, which both Daniel and Revelation reveal to us, would be the ruling power over all people on earth during the tribulation period. And as the Holy Spirit grants us ongoing confirmation to that reality, please allow me to share a commentary written for the Messianic Prophecy Bible Project entitled, End Time Technology is Here, where they write. One of our ministry staff recently met with an executive from Google who happened to be Jewish, but not familiar with either the Tanakh, which is the Old Testament, or the Brit Hadashah, which is the New Testament. As this Google executive spoke about artificial intelligence and how it is being programmed into every industry, such as robots and cars, he also described how AI is evolving and how the government is monitoring and controlling people through technology today. As he spoke, it sounded like he was describing words right out of the book of Revelation. What he explained is already in development at Google and through ventures like the 2045 Initiative, which was started and funded in 2011 by a Russian billionaire. For many years, scientists and very wealthy people have been diligently working on similar projects around the world that integrate technology with our human bodies. In the last phase of the 2045 initiative, nanotechnology will be interwoven into people's brains to bring cybernetic immortality and what some are calling spiritual self-improvement. And I interject here, beloved, as you may have already learned, Elon Musk announced on his X platform that his startup Neuralink has implanted a chip in a human brain for the first time, and that initial results show promising neuron spike detection, calling it telepathy. And returning to the commentary, with this and many more innovative and even mind-boggling technological advancements, the government, in New World Order preparation, can even now listen to all of our phone calls and have in place the possibility of putting transmitters on each person to keep track of them. Today, dozens of companies such as Google and Facebook are tracking where we are right now because we have given them access through the location tracking options on our cell phones, computers, and tablet devices. Even the location of new cars is being tracked. Anyone with the skill to do so can hack into the microphones on our TV monitors, laptops, and internet-connected home technology products to potentially listen to our private conversations. The government can certainly do so. The Google executive said that obtaining data is the key. It will be used to modify individual behavior as we head into a digital cashless society. This Jewish Google executive, who does not know the Bible, alluded to the events in chapter 13 of the book of Revelation, even though he did not realize it, when the beast gains control of the nations. The technology to do so has already begun through the mining of our personal data. Sadly, the millennial generation is being raised to accept our data-driven world as a normal way of life, without any concerns. Today, in the Western world, avatars are simply illustrations that we use on websites instead of images of ourselves. Or they can be 3D characters that we control in video games. The avatar that is in development today, however, will be a lifelike synthetic human that carries the brain function, consciousness, and personality of a real person. Just as prosthetics can replace body parts, brain parts are already being reproduced. For example, the hippocampus in our brain, which controls learning and creates memory, has already been emulated in rats by Dr. Theodore Berger at the University of Southern California. He is looking forward to the day when he will develop and transport his own brain into an avatar so that he can help create solutions on how to become a better human being in light of his belief in long-term evolution. In Japan, scientists are creating humanoids, which are robots that look and act like humans, to integrate with society. The Japanese population of true believers in Jesus Christ is only about 1%, with most of the nation alternatively embracing animism. Animism, in Japanese culture, is the belief that inanimate objects possess a spirit. Therefore, the Japanese people are open to experimenting with new life forms to meet their social and economic needs, like these robots that could become avatars that carry human consciousness. Could these avatars be used in the near future by the Antichrist to police the population and ensure that they are keeping in line with his global mandates? Between now and 2025, forecasters project that $15 trillion will be spent to develop ways to connect things to the Internet so that they can be monitored and controlled. For instance, the Tesla cars do not need to come into a dealer to get a checkup. It can stay in your garage while the service technician monitors the car's health, diagnoses issues, and upgrades its software from the comfort of his or her own office computer. This kind of technology is called the Internet of Things, or IoT, where anything can transmit data and/or be controlled by the Internet. Now imagine a person being monitored, diagnosed, and updated through the technology within themselves. According to the Business Insider, by the year 2025, it is forecasted that there will be more than 55 billion IoT devices placed on and in things like cars, appliances, clothes, and most importantly, people, to make life easier and more efficient. As believers in God's unadulterated word of life and truth, we are being granted the Holy Spirit's divine wisdom as technology advances toward the last major events on God's prophetic calendar, especially as we see the last things unfolding even now. And we have much more to cover, beloved, as the hidden things are being brought to life. So I pray that you'll join me next time. And until we come together again, I leave you with Luke 8:17. For there is nothing hidden that will not be disclosed, and nothing concealed that will not be known or brought out into the open. And as always, beloved, I bid you his agape.
You've been listening to Love's Last Call with Evangelist Carol Ann of Agape Light Ministries. If you have a prayer request, please contact us at Agape Light Ministries, P.O. Box 6313, Chesterfield, Missouri, 63006, or via our website at www.agapelightministries.com. Again, that's www.agapelightministries.com.